Hey, Style Crew. We are back for another episode of Style and Conversation. And this episode is airing live on the first day of fall 2024. So I'm here to talk to you about all things style and fashion, how to transition with ease and grace with your wardrobe into style, and all of the trends that you can expect to see this season and how to implement those into your wardrobe. So I want to start by the fact that I actually am wearing one of the trends that you'll see, which is denim on denim. So I went with this chambray blouse with my favorite pair of mom jeans, similar light washes, but just different shades. The other thing I want to encourage you all to do, if you want to see the visuals of this episode of me actually putting these outfits together and examples for you all, is to view this episode on my YouTube channel, which is Styled by Jessica Lauren. So make sure you subscribe, follow for all upcoming episodes, and then also make sure that you're following us on Instagram. That handle is style_andconversationpodcast. And make sure that you continue to support by listening weekly. Episodes air every Thursday, and sharing the podcast with all of your friends that you feel would benefit from our conversations. So with that being said, let's jump right into the episode. Let's start by talking about transitions. So oftentimes when the fall season comes, it's still warm where you reside. I personally reside in the Metro Atlanta area. It's still very warm. So it's not practical to immediately go into long sleeve shirts and wools and things of that nature. So the question then becomes, how can I transition into fall with ease? Well, I'm going to answer that question for you. The first thing to keep in mind is, even though we are facing warmer temperatures, we are now in a new season. So one thing to keep in mind to make sure that you are being cohesive with your wardrobe with this current season is the materials. So one material that comes to mind that I love wearing on repeat in the summer to keep me cool is linen. I would do away with this material because it's synonymous with summer. It's meant to keep you cooler and it just gives you that summer look, right? I love this, but this is something that I would definitely remove from my wardrobe for summer. Now, that's one material I would remove. Something else I want to talk about is wearing a lot of the bright, bold prints and the colors, things of that. Is this something that can transition into fall and be fall appropriate? Bright colors, yes, such as fuchsia, cobalt blue, a beautiful chartreuse. All of these things are beautiful and can absolutely be transitioned. In terms of the summer prints, maybe say a floral or something else that is synonymous, like, I don't know, an ICAT printed dress that's synonymous with summer. Something like that I would do away with. However, certain florals, those can be transitioned with ease by pairing them with boots, booties, fall-centric accessories, footwear, things that are really focused on fall and really give you, put you in that state of mind. In terms of transitioning those bold colors, when it comes to, say, a chartreuse blouse or a dress, again, I would pair these items with fall-centric accessories, footwear. Something else that you can do is you can focus them with fall-centric makeup. So a darker lip. If you're going out in the evening, perhaps a smoky eye, a brown lip color, something that really puts you in that state of mind to make sure that you're being fall focused when it comes to those transitions. Something else that I wanted to talk about when it comes to fall transition is beauty related items such as our manicures, our fragrances. I am for sure a bold color girl. I love all those things. But as we transition into fall, if you're a girl that loves her greens, which olive green is on trend for this upcoming fall, winter season, we're going to talk about that. If you love your greens, your yellows, your pinks, your reds, girlfriend, I am right there with you. You are not alone at all. So one way you can transition these colors for your manicures into the fall season is making it a chrome manicure. You know, going to get your, maybe that cobalt blue. I saw a beautiful video on Pinterest the other day. It was a cobalt blue manicure with chrome applied on top. And that honestly gave me fall vibes because it was a way for this young lady to still wear her blue, but also make it fall and be synonymous with fall as opposed to giving summer. You can do this with a chartreuse. You can do this with a beautiful red. You can also try different shades of these colors to make sure that you're synonymous and you're giving fall vibes with your manicure. Instead of a cobalt blue, maybe a navy blue. Instead of a chartreuse, maybe give a mustard yellow a try. If you are typically an emerald green girl, you can give olive green a try. That is actually on trend for this fall season, and it looks absolutely stunning for a manicure. And there are just a variety of different shades that you can use. I would also encourage you ladies, if you're a nude girl, if you prefer like nude shades, to give brown shades a try this fall season, because we're actually seeing brown trending, which is why you see these lovely shades of brown behind me. So giving a brown shade manicure an opportunity. Again, a variety of shades. You can work with your manicurist to select the shade that works better for your skin tone and would complement you in the best way. But I want to encourage you ladies to really take advantage of that and step out and experiment a little bit this season. In addition to that, I want to talk about fragrances. So we're just leaving summer, which is typically a period of tropical fragrances, a lot of florals, very just light and airy. And I want to encourage you ladies, as we go into the fall and winter season, to stay true to the base in terms of what you like as far as a fragrance for this season, but consider now transitioning into warmer fragrances to be more appropriate for the fall. And this is something that I started implementing a few years ago to be mindful of the seasons and to just make sure that I'm giving that fall aura when I step into a room, but also to put myself in the mindset of a new season and really embrace the changing of the seasons. So I want to encourage you to do that. So something like a YSL, Black Opium, Carolina Herrera, Good Girl. These are fragrances that are perfect now for this season, not just for evening time, but just for during the day wear, because they really put you in the mindset of cooler months because these are warmer fragrances and they're a little heavier. So keep these things in mind as you select your fragrances for this upcoming season. The other thing I want to talk about for fall transition is our body and skincare. So I know we focus heavily on SPF during the spring and summer months, but I want you to continue to focus on your SPF during the cooler months as well, because the sun is still out and we don't need to slack just because we are in cooler months. So still make sure that you are either incorporating a moisturizer that already contains SPF or adding SPF on top of that after you complete your morning shower, washing your face, whatever your routine looks like, make sure you're incorporating SPF into that. This is also a time to make sure that you are exfoliating, not over exfoliating, but exfoliating regularly for your body, one to two times per week, whatever your schedule permits, and making sure that you're following up with a rich moisturizer as we transition into cooler months to make sure that you're really giving your skin the proper moisture, because there is going to be a change of environment which affects your body. Something that I implemented a few years ago, because I noticed for myself that my skin does naturally tend to get drier in the cooler months. It used to. I've been able to implement some things where it's not to the degree that it once was. But what I implemented is I consume fish oil supplements, as well as using a rich moisturizer or body butter, whatever your preference is, as well as using a cuticle oil and applying that to my nail cuticles, because again, it's a cooler environment. Things will get dry a lot faster. And just to help aid with that, to make sure that my nails are still staying healthy, my skin is staying healthy from the inside out. Also, I want to encourage you ladies to make sure that you are drinking your water. That's something that you still don't need to stop just because we are in cooler months. I would also encourage you to make sure that you are in communication with your dermatologist and or esthetician to make sure that your regimen is up to date and you're prepared for these cooler months, so you're not reversing all of the hard work that you put in place during the spring and summer. So again, I just want to encourage you all to think about these things as we transition into a new season. And don't hesitate to reach out to me personally with any questions that you may have. I'm happy to share anything, any products that have worked for me going into warmer months, as well as if you all would like, reach out to me if you'd like me to do another episode going into a deeper dive on these types of things. So I'm happy to discuss that. Send me in a direct message at style_andconversationpodcast and we'll talk. All right. With that being said, honey, let's get into these trends for fall 2024. All right. So what we're expecting for fall 2024, we're seeing a lot of shades of brown. Olive green, as well as maroon and burgundy, are very hot right now for this upcoming season. And we're also seeing leopard make an appearance again, which I love. Personally, leopard never left my closet. In my opinion, leopard is a neutral. Leopard as well as cheetah print, okay? So let's get into it. Let's talk about these shades of brown. So I put together a few outfits to give you some examples of how to implement these fall-focused pieces and trends into your wardrobe. So let's start with this outfit with these chocolate leather pants, okay? I absolutely love these. I purchased these from Walmart a couple years ago, and these have been a staple in my wardrobe during the cooler months. I absolutely love them, and they just happen to be on trend in this chocolate brown shade. So if you look, they have a slight wide leg at the bottom, which is perfect. These go really well with booties, heels. These could be great for networking event, girls night out, concert, date night, a casual brunch with your girlfriends to give your outfit some interest. Perfect. So something that I am loving right now is the feminine details that designers and retailers are putting into their clothes. And so I selected this blouse, which I got from Armoire Boutique. You can see that it has somewhat of like a Peter Pan collar, and you also have ruffles around the collar. And I just love these details. And so I chose to pair this with these leather pants because the pants alone are interesting, but they're not too overpowering for an outfit. And when you pair it with this blouse, It gives the outfit some interest without being overpowering. And so because of this neckline, I would actually take this and pair it with a herringbone chain necklace or this type of necklace that I have on now, which is open front, beautiful, thick gold necklace. So that is how I would start with this first example for a trend. Another thing that I pulled out, I have these brown leather shorts in my closet. And like I said, olive green is on trend right now. So I paired it with this olive green bodysuit because very on trend with the brown and the olive, and you are cohesive with the fall season. Something that you could do with this outfit, you could easily pair this with a beautiful pair of cream mules, python printed mules to add some interest, but again, not overpower it. Also, we're going to talk about this, but I just want to throw this out. We are really seeing cowgirl boots as a trend for this fall and winter season. Thank you, Miss Carter. And you could pair a pair of cream cowgirl booties with this outfit to give it some interest. How cute. How cute is that? Okay. So that's one outfit. You could also always take an olive green bodysuit, olive green crop top. I have both in my closet and pair them with a good pair of denim. Perhaps a pair like I'm wearing now. You can always do that for fall and pair it with the types of shoes that I just described or sneakers. Sneakers are on trend. They're not going anywhere. So a good pair of New Balance sneakers, Dunks, whatever your preference is. Okay. So like I told you all, we are also seeing like a maroon and burgundy as on trend. So the sets aren't going anywhere. And thank God, because I'm a set girly. So to give you an example of like a burgundy example, I pulled out this velour track set that I actually have in my closet that I purchased from Target as well a couple of years ago. And this is a great example for being a casual or an elevated look. So what you can do with these velour sets, listen, all my girls that were born in the 90s and saw the trends of the 2000s with the Juicy Couture velour sets, we appreciate that they came back. And they're really versatile. They're great for if you want to be comfortable, but also be a little cute for a road show, like a road trip, I'm sorry. Or if you are running errands on a Saturday and you want to feel elevated but not have to pile on too much, these are perfect. You can take these and actually wear them to dinner with a nice pea coat, a beautiful teddy coat, and I would say a camel or a cream. And then you can also take these and just wear them alone if it's still not extremely cold in your area, and wear these with a great pair of non-heeled booties to run your errands, or you can take them and elevate them with a pair of block heel booties. That's what I've done with these. I have a beautiful pair of camel booties that I like to wear them with. So this is another option to incorporate that color into your wardrobe for the fall. All right. So like we said, leopard has made a comeback and she's not going anywhere. So one thing to consider with prints, not everyone is a print girly, which is completely okay. Let's talk to my non-print girlies first. If you want to embrace this trend, and I'm holding this beautiful blazer in front of me, if you want to embrace this trend, but you're not someone who necessarily wants to go bold by wearing a cheetah or a leopard dress, you can start by pairing in a handbag, a pair of heels, a blazer, a bodysuit. This is a way to add this into your wardrobe by you're being on trend, but you're also staying true to your style. So I actually pulled this blazer to go with a fitted black side ruched mini skirt. This is an oversized blazer, so this outfit could actually work with a with an ivory bodysuit for a daytime networking event. This could also be transitioned into a night with the girls. There's so many ways that you could wear this and feel great. And you have a great outfit that catches your eye, but again, it's not overwhelming. You're not straying away from your from you being true to yourself and your style. So that's something to keep in mind. In addition to that, something else that I have been really incorporating into my wardrobe, and I think it is an easy way to transition into fall. So I'm holding these two brown pieces. One is an oversized button-down collared shirt. The other is a knit sweater-like material skirt. Starting with this blouse, a great way to transition this into fall and take advantage of this color, be on trend, is to pair this with a fitted athleisure set. If you have maybe say an athleisure set in a lighter shade of brown, you could even pair it with black. I love mixing brown and black. So if you have a pair of black biker shorts and a black sports bra, this is a way to pair those items together. You could also take this and put it over a bodysuit as a really great transitional outfit, as well as going into the fall. And to address this knit skirt, this is something that I would pair with a either a simple white tee, and you could pair it with, you can never go wrong with a great jean jacket. If you're not a jean jacket girl, you can always pair this with a crop top and take it and pair it with another similar material if you have a matching sweater top that goes over that. You can pair that over the crop top to still give you an outfit. It's still lightweight if it's still not extremely hot yet, but you have your outfit together. You look very put together, but it's actually effortless. You're not having to do too much to feel great. And that's ultimately the goal when you're getting dressed, is to look, appear as if you spent hours and hours getting dressed, but you really just put together an outfit that feels great for you. You feel confident in it, and you presented your best self to the world without having to stress yourself out, because who wants to do that? Okay. One thing I also want to speak on really quickly. I talked to you about skincare, health, beauty, making sure that you're prepared as well. I want to talk to you about our sponsor. Our sponsor for this first season of Styling Conversation is Bite Authority. And I'm holding the multi-collagen protein in my hands. And now that I'm thinking about it, there could be a possibility that this has been one product that has helped with my skin, preventing my skin from being dry in these cooler months. As I mentioned it to you all, that I don't really experience that as severely as I used to. And the reason I say that is because this product contains hyaluronic acid, which is essential for moisture, for our skin to retain moisture. So this could be a great way to make sure that you're prepared to go into the cooler months. Again, this is the Multi-Collagen Protein by Vita Authority. And then all listeners of the podcast receive a 15% off code, which is Styled by Jess. That is spelled STYLEDBYJESS. And you apply that into the your checkout. And I will put all this information into the episode description. But this is the Multi-Collagen Protein. I take a scoop every morning after my workout and add it to my water. And I've been consuming it now for 3 years. I notice a complete difference. I absolutely love it. This flavor that I'm holding is the Tropical Punch. I also love the strawberry. And they also have a peach that is amazing. They also have formulas that have no flavor, if that's your preference. If you would prefer to add this into a smoothie or your morning coffee, whatever, or a tea, whatever your preference is, you are able to do all of those things. So I just want to encourage you ladies to take advantage of this. And I want to tell you more about Vita Authority as well. So at Vita Authority, we believe everyone should be able to take their health into their own hands. And we envision a future where health and nutrition products are found on counters in every single household. We pride ourselves on being an absolute authority when it comes to health and wellness supplements and set the standard on providing high quality, science-based, clean, tested, and proven products for every person from every walk of life. Vita Authority can now be found at GNC retail stores as well as other retailers nationwide and has gone international in Canada, the Dominican Republic, Panama, the Caribbean, and Africa. For more information about Vita Authority and our commitment to promoting women's health, wellness, and active lifestyles, please visit www.vitaauthority.com. And that is spelled www.vitaauthority. So make sure you take advantage of that code and hit me up. Let me know what you're thinking about the products. I actually would love to hear your feedback on the impact that they're having on you. Okay, so with that, we are going to draw to a conclusion for this episode. I just want to thank you all again for being a supporter of the podcast and for listening along about our fall trends. Keep these things in mind as you start to prepare your wardrobe for the fall season. And I just want to encourage you ladies to make sure that you're selecting pieces that feel great for you. It is valuable to consider trends, but it does not at all have to be everything, and it doesn't need to be everything. You need to make sure that you're selecting pieces that feel great for yourself. So with that being said, please reach out to me if you have any questions or would like more information on anything that I put together, any of the products that I currently using and love for the winter. The number one would be this collagen from Vita Authority. And until next Thursday, guys, we will talk soon. Hey, Style Crew, make sure you're keeping up with our podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, as well as the Podcast Index. And if you'd like to view the podcast visually, check out my YouTube channel, Styled by Jessica Lauren. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at style_and_conversation_podcast.